Let's talk cards. It's been too long. I'm Zach Blackerby. He's Jamie Cross. And we've got so much fun stuff to talk about. Jamie sent out the outline last night. It would have been enough for like a four-hour show. So we picked a few things that we're talking about. Recent pickup, I picked up a Grail, which leads to maybe something that Jamie needs to maybe get off his chest. Is that fair? Maybe.
That's fair. That's fair.
Let's start with some, like, I mean, PSA obviously is the story of the hobby right now, which, I mean, it always is, but shutting down bulk and value bulk submissions, which we talked about this before, I grade a lot and I use those submissions a lot. And now that is no longer an option to PSA. And I'm fascinated to see what the trickle down effect of this could be.
Yeah, me too, Zach. First of all, really good to see you again, man. Good to be back. PSA backlog is now approaching 10 million cards. So to recap, what they did is they tried to expand the turn times, and then they did that again, and they continued to it continued to not matter. People were just continuing to submit. So they essentially just turned the faucet off. They were just like, anything bulk, anything value is now paused. We don't know how long it's going to pause. I don't know that they've made any, you know, super concrete announcements. But essentially what this did is for the bulk graders like yourself, you really have to re-examine your options. I think one of the more fascinating, I don't know that a lot of people have talked about this, but you and I, we talk about output a lot. Like, we bake in the total cost of what we're using money-wise to flip a card.
Sure.
So we'll include shipping, we'll include grading, we'll include whatever we spent in that card to determine where our margins are. And this effectively, whereas a card used to cost you $24 just a few weeks ago, now costs you at the bare minimum $79. So that margin shrinks exponentially, and essentially it doesn't make sense anymore to grade lower end cards.
It doesn't. You know, and there are so many people that all people would quit sending in base. You know, we wouldn't be in this problem. Like, yes, we would. That would not fix it. And also, who are you to say who people like should what cards people should grade? I mean, not everyone's doing this for money. A lot of the cards I send in them for PC, I got a box of Auburn cards that's pretty much all Auburn cards right here next to me of a return, and I'm not going to sell hardly any of those. But and also, like, people grade base because, you know, I mean, those Wimby bases are doing pretty hot right now. I mean, I got rid of a lot of Drake May base the week of the Super Bowl. Like, there's a reason you do it, and if you're gambling on a certain player, you do it because the upside can be tremendous, and it's a pretty low risk type of thing. So, you know, for folks who are like shaming people for grading certain things, like, I think that is dumb. I think, like, enjoy the hobby however you want to enjoy it, but just navigate it. And the rules on how you need to navigate it are a little bit different now. I mean, that's an absurd number. And so that's essentially what it would cost to send something. I don't know the term. Is that express? It might be regular. I think it's the old version of regular. I think it was 75, which I think it was like 20 days, which we did a lot for that as well. In fact, I've got something at PSA right now that was sent in that $75 tier. It's a Ramondre Stevenson 1/1, which, once again, not something I'm flipping, just something I want back. So, yeah, I think there's a few interesting things about this. One is you can't just, like, go through value bins and look for stuff that's gradable at card shows anymore. So I think lower end raw, and by lower end, I mean really stuff like $100 and under. Like, it doesn't make sense to grade anymore.
No.
So I do think you're going to see, you know, your case hits still get flooded, your Jackson Dart and your Cam Ward on cards from Top Chrome. Like, you know, you send those in for sure. But I do wonder if you see fanatics doing this, I'm sorry, collectors doing this through PSA because they want you to now send lower end stuff to Beckett or SGC. And you got to think, like, all right, well, people still, like, do people still want BGS slabs? Like, if you get a, I'm trying to think of a solid $50 card,
like a Patrick Mahomes visionary case card.
Sure. Yeah. You know, some kind of like, you know, a case 30, hint that like bucks. The market doesn't happen to love as much as, you know, some of the bigger ones.
Right.
Like, is that desirable in a BGS 9.5? I don't know. Some people are PSA or bust. The market is going to have to shift in order for that to make sense. Mm-hmm. It makes sense for the market to shift that way, but I'm a little hesitant to see people being willing to pay and desiring, you know, stuff in a BGS slab like that or an SGC slab. I'm not saying it can't. And look, I want other grading companies to be viable. I was extremely pro SGC before collectors bought them, and then it seemed like they killed it, and the market on SGC stuff dissipated. It really seemed like they were gaining steam. Whether it's a CGC, whether it's tag, you know, whatever it might be, I think you're going to see one emerge. The market is going to have to adjust, and I think on some aspects of it, it's just not.
Yeah, I mean, collectors own SGC, and I want to say that a couple of the companies also said they were pausing. I think SGC was one, if I'm not mistaken. Am I wrong on that?
I think Tag paused as well.
Tag paused. Yeah.
I didn't see that for SGC. I'm actually surprised SGC has enough volume. That's great. I want SGC to win. I think they have the best looking slabs. I don't know. I like SGC as a company. I wish they would have not, you know, gone through all the changes. But I hope they are full, because that's great.
Yeah. I think it raises a question for me. What happens to the existing PSA 10s? I mean, in my just top of mind, I would think that PSA 10s for what would be your lower end, lower value cards could experience a spike. You know, like if you have less out there, conventional thinking would be, if this effectively turns off the faucet for future lower end cards, is that going to spike the value of pre-existing PSA 9s and 10s out there because there's going to be less of them?
I heard somebody else say this, and I push back a little bit. Let's role play for a second. Do you mind?
Okay. Nope. Let's do it. Let's do it.
So I want to make sure I have the pricing right on this. Drake May PSA 10 Prism Base.
Okay.
Is worth what? I'm looking it up.
A PSA 10 Prism Base?
Yeah. What do you think that's worth?
Probably.
I'm thinking 60, like 60 bucks. Yeah.
60 bucks is what I'm thinking.
It's pulling up everything else. Nope, my bad. We are way low. So the last few sales of it are $129.50. This is all on eBay. $145 and $165.
Whoa.
But that still falls into our category of probably not worth paying $80 to grade it.
No, right? It's not.
So I still think, even though it's higher than I thought, let's still role play this out. So if you're at a table or whatnot, however you're buying cards.
Sure.
Discord, social media, whatever. And you see a Drake May stickered for $140. It looks like it's worth about $140, $150.
Yeah.
Are you more likely to say, yeah, I want this because it's in a PSA 10 and there's probably not going to be any more added to this?
Yeah, I think you are? So. Okay. Yeah. I think that's kind of my point. I think that before it would have just been, maybe before it wouldn't have been as much. Maybe that spike, that 120, which is double what we guessed, maybe that's a product of what we're living in now. Maybe that's a world, maybe the market's responding to, hey, there's not going to be a lot of these anymore for the reasons we're discussing. So now this is a $140 card and people are paying that.
Yeah, I'm trying to find another example for like Cam Ward, but all I'm seeing is like silvers. A lot of his base stuff hasn't sold, which in this climate makes sense.
You know, we've talked about this this and joked around about it as, you know, not the junk wax era, but the junk slab era. And I mean, realistically, I think that this kind of brings a close to that. I mean, there's not going to be any more junk slabs, at least in a PSA world. I think, to your point earlier, this could see a rise in some of your other stuff, SGC, BGC. And I hope it does. I honestly hope it does.
I hope it does too. But I think also, like, if I see a big bin of SGC slabs or BGS slabs at a table that just has a bunch of stuff on it, a lot of that is stuff you would never want in there. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
That was one of the big mistakes we made a mistake on with when we first started vending, is we wanted volumes. We had all these crappy slabs, and they were all in SGC and BGS slabs. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I am interested to see because the other aspect of this, what did you say the backlog was up to, like 8 million cards?
10 million. 10 million.
10 million. It's a lot of slabs that are still in there.
Yeah.
So
that's,
and like, you just think of the timeliness of it. Is it worth $24 for a Cam Ward Prism base in there? If you think it's going to 10, I think it is worth it. Or a Jackson Dart. Or, you know, some of these other prospective rookie people are going to hate. Some people are really going to hate this. I got some Will Campbells, Travion Henderson's, that PSA right now that I got in before it all happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, could those be junk slabs in a few years? Like, yeah, they absolutely could. They absolutely could. And we're talking about 10 billion. Like, that's a lot of opportunity there. And by the time those get pushed through, do they open, you know, the bulk grading back up?
I mean, I really think they have to at some point. I think that they you got to think that they're missing out on a ton of income.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, how do you effectively run a bit? Anyway, I'm sure they're smarter people than me.
They're not having to try very hard to make money.
They're not at all. Well, you know, for me, I grade the majority of what I grade is PC.
Yeah.
And so when I send that off, I would send it in bulk. It didn't matter really how expensive the card was. I would accumulate slowly over time, 15, 20 cards, and I would send that in bulk. And now what this has done to me, I've got a box full of 15, 16 nice cards that are just going to be in my PC. And then, you know, there's the unknown factor too, Zach. We don't know what these are going to grade either.
That's right.
So, like,
what's keeping you from sending it to Beckett?
I like the look of PC. I like the value. Like, you know, down the road, if I were to get out of them, the PSA is going to hold the value more.
That's right.
And so that's the reason. But the BGS, I mean, BGS would be my second go-to, especially with basketball cards. I really think that for whatever reason, they just kind of hold their value there.
Well, older cards too. Older cards seem to be more acceptable in BGS slabs too. Especially like older, like 90s inserts, like Shaquille O'Neal was a
scoring
Kings or whatever.
Nice.
Like that,
nice.
Those cards belong in a BGS slab for sure. But
yeah,
I'm looking at my PC up here, and it's like, I have like two cards in my PC that I think are Beckett slabs. I think everything else is PSA.
I have a pretty decent mix. We were talking about recent pickups. You know, that was sort of our next topic. I think it's a good time. You had a fun experience recently. So remind me what you just picked up.
Yeah. You want me to go into the Grail first or other stuff first?
I'd love to start with the Grail.
Yeah. Yeah. So backstory on this, a card that I wanted as soon as I realized it existed, it sold a few times. It sold back in December. It's a triple shield this is from 2024 National Treasures, and it's three shields: Drake May, rookie, Ramondre Stevenson, who I PC, and then Kayshawn Booty, who's my oldest daughter's favorite player. I think some of it's because of his name, but
I mean,
I really wanted this card, and it sold in December for like $2,400. And I'm like, dang, I just didn't quite get in on it in time. And that was a little steep. I'm like, I don't know. And then we go to make the Super Bowl and the card surfaces again. And it sells the week of the Super Bowl. And I'm like, there's no way. It's super inflated. I mean, all these guys were a big part of the Super Bowl team. Mm-hmm. And it sold for $4,400. And I'm like, there's no way that card ever is worth more. There's no way that person's ever going to sell it. Mm-hmm. It got listed on Fanatics last week. And I bought it. I'm like, I can't let this get away again. I got it right good here. Decision. Let's pull it up. Look at that beaut.
Look at that. Yeah. Our buddy Elijah pointed out something that I thought was pretty cool. Tell everyone what he said. I thought that was an awesome
point. I was getting his thoughts on it, which I spent way less than the previous two sales. And he's like, I'm like, what are your thoughts? He's like, bro, you've got a Drake May rookie shield. I'm like, yeah, that's pretty sweet.
You and I've talked before, and you've wanted to collect May, but you've strayed away because the market for May is just too hot.
I think now's actually a good entry point for May. If you believe in what the Patriots are going to do this year, which I do. That was like the perfect card for me. This past season was incredible for, a bunch of different personal reasons. So, I really wanted, I didn't think I'd get a chance at it again. And so I'm like, I knew I would regret it. So my high bid was very aggressive and got an email about an hour before we sat down to record that it is on the way to my house. So I am stoked.
I can't wait. I'm waiting for the text when you get it, man.
Yeah.
I had a grail type card. I collect LeBron, and I've done something recently, Zach, that I've typically stayed away from. And that's I've re-dipped my toes into the waters of eBay when it comes to personal collection items.
Yeah.
And so I have this at the house. It's a picture I took for the display, and it's a sweet LeBron card. I don't know if you can really tell. There we go. And what that is certified. A 9.5.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a certified gold team green out of 5. It's a 5 of 5 bookend. And so
when you sent me the picture, I didn't realize it was out of 5. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's a 5 of 5. So I love like unique LeBron stuff. And also got a couple of other LeBrons that I've added, a King of the Court and a Pulse. Pulse is the case hit for the new Finest, and it is awesome. I mean, the metallics of that are unbelievable. And so I showed you a picture of that, but it's a PSAA, but I didn't care. It was like one of the coolest LeBron cards, like especially when you see it in person, like the way the refractor mm-hmm. takes the light, it just pops.
Yeah. So, I'm not a huge fan of Finest, but I like the card that you sent.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and I'm not a massive fan of Finest either, but I'm always looking for anything really cool like that. So, I didn't care that I'd created a comp either. Like it was one of those things where I was like, I just don't care. And I mean, his market is skyrocketing. So,
it's a good time to invest about that. Like if you buy cool stuff, I don't think mm-hmm. the comps matter as much. It's like,
I totally agree.
Yeah. And like a lot of people are afraid of like low pop stuff. I've almost started seeking out low pop stuff. Like I just bought, it's over here. It's in the stack, I think. Mm-hmm. Here it is. I bought this Pop 1 Peyton Manning, Pop 1 PSA 10 from 06.
Nice.
Clear Hot Pros. I don't even know what product that is, but
Auto
Peyton Manning, Pop 1 and a 10.
Incredible. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take my chances on that. Never sold. 9s have sold. So, I'll take my chances on that.
Yeah, we were talking about and I think the way that I'm approaching the hobby is differing a little bit. I've been and I still remain comp driven in a lot of ways. But when it comes to certain cards like we're talking about, especially PC, like I'm more willing to spend heavy on personal collection items. I told you about, I guess it was, I mean, it's been this year or within the last like calendar year. There was a Rock, WWE, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, PSA 9 refractor from Topps Chrome, and it was the most awesome rock. I'm a huge rock fan, love the rock. And he's pulling his elbow pad off to, in preparation for the people's elbow, and he has it signed. Great signature, PSA 9 out of 5. And that card went for $3,300. It was, and I didn't do it. It's a lot of money, number one. $3,300 is a lot of money. But I tell you, every shut down. Can you hear me?
Yep, you're good.
Oh.
You must not can hear me. Da. We lost Jamie. One more time. Oh, well. Oh, well. Yeah, I'll talk about my, I mean, he's sharing a story of obviously like you regret missing out on buying your card. And fortunately, I think the two times I've been in that situation, I've been pretty aware of it. One was buying the Triple Shield that we just talked about. And then the other one was Pokemon, just looking for years. If you're watched the show a bunch, you've heard me talk about it with the Sky Ridge Celebi PSA 10. And I just knew I couldn't walk away from the table. I knew I had to walk away from the table with that card. So I've been lucky to kind of be aware of, because I mean, those were two specific things I was looking for and I hadn't seen or didn't have the opportunity to at the time. And then when I got the opportunity again, I went to it. And then for the Sky Ridge, I was looking for it for 2 years, finally found one. I'm like, I know how hard this is to find. And that card's exploded since then. The timing was honestly perfect. So, yeah, so we were going to kind of spend some time going back and forth on cards that like we regret passing up. Thankfully, I don't really have a great example for that, but yeah, that rock that he talks about, I mean, he brings it up a good bit. So do you have any? Do you have any cards that you regret passing up at the time? And you look back like, man, I wish I would have gotten that. Would love to know your comments. Please like the video. Please subscribe. And if you're tuned in on audio, please make sure you're subscribed and leave us a review. Helps our show out a ton. We'll see you next time. This is Let's Talk Cards.